another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
And welcome back, America, the second hour of Computer Talk with Dave Mason, border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy-wide, your home of common sense technology. Lots of stuff to talk about when we left you at the end of the first hour. Talking about sort of the seemingly inexorable forces that are moving to make our technology a lot less flexible and a lot less affordable. Some of them governmental, some of them corporate. And I don't necessarily fault the folks for wanting to monetize their services. There just needs to be an option and an informed consent that you opt out. Now, they may say, Google would have the right with Gmail. And you should have the right to say, I'm not going to be have my information stored by you. And then they have the right to say, fine, you have the right not to use the service and kill your account. Now there may be a middle-of-the-road thing where, you know, we use your data for 14 days to do ads and analysis and etc., and after 14 days, your data is wiped. And you then maybe agree to use that account. And it's worth it to you, that level of exposure. But what we have now is we completely own your data and use it any way we want. And by you signing onto your Google account, you agree to it. Now, I realize that that's a little bit oversimplified, but not much. I mean, it doesn't say in their contract that they can give it to the Russian mob. But, almost. So it's changing. I think it's going to be really challenging for both corporate and end users. And I think even the governmental aspect of it is going to be challenging. And let me cover the Netflix-Verizon thing first, and then I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk about some of the positive developments. Really important for me personally to try to ascertain is there positive, and if there is, to address it appropriately. Because I tell you, it can be almost overwhelmingly negative, or at least seems so. But here's what's happening with Netflix and Verizon, talking about monetizing things, talking about controlling things. Verizon has, according to Netflix, been putting a throttle on Netflix users. And Netflix has been putting up a screen on Netflix, if you're a Verizon Fios user, you know, call Verizon if you've got stuttering and bad video quality, because it's their fault. Well, Verizon then did a cease and desist letter to Netflix to pull that warning off because it's not accurate. Now, the truth is that nobody knows exactly what's going on except Netflix and Verizon. It does appear that Verizon has been doing some throttling, but they maintain that it isn't them. It is Netflix's choice. The system they use to connect to the Verizon system is where the problem is. So, you know, we've all experienced this, right, with technical support stuff. The problem is them. No, the problem is them. No, the problem is them. Everybody's pointing fingers. Nobody's solving problems. Same situation right now with Netflix and Verizon. I think it relates to Verizon wanting to monetize that particular connection. Netflix charges people for this. They use a relatively high amount of bandwidth. Verizon doesn't want to be left out in the cold supplying all that bandwidth, although Verizon's getting paid as the ISP for these users who are Netflix members. They are getting paid by these people. Maybe they just don't think they're getting paid enough. There needs to be a premium. So you're going to see increasing problems with this. We've talked about this a little bit in the past, where cable companies that provide, obviously, cable TV services wanting to deal increasingly more aggressively with their quote-unquote competitors like Netflix, Hulu, and others. And what will inevitably happen is that the consumer customers will be placed in the middle of the fight. And it's going to be really up to us to be as educated as possible and then put the heat on where we think legitimately the problem lies. The problem is going to be, you're going to have, like in this situation with Netflix and Verizon, both parties motivated, perhaps, to be less than honest about where the problem is. Verizon isn't going to admit it readily. Netflix is not going to admit it readily. And so it can be very difficult to figure out where the truth is. But here's the good news. And really, it's incredibly good news, because I was very skeptical that a company, any company, would be this aggressive in their expression of how they're dealing with data. I don't want to say breaches, really. I mean, when the NSA is collecting your data, is that a data breach? I mean, aren't they supposed to be the good guys? I don't know if breach is the right word. But Google is getting increasingly assertive with the feds about protecting their data. And to me, that is just incredibly refreshing news. And it isn't just Google. Microsoft, Facebook, and Yahoo also expressing some dissatisfaction with federal abuses. I believe they're abuses. All those companies increasing their security and strengthening their defenses and their encryption level. One of the challenges, of course, when you got something like the NSA, their level of sophistication, the amount of money and will behind them is almost overwhelming. But here's what a fellow by the name of Eric Gross said. He's Google's security chief. And he was talking about the National Intelligence Data Gathering. He says, I am willing to help on the purely defensive side of things. He's referring to NSA's plans to improve cybersecurity. But signals intercept is totally off the table. No hard feelings, but my job is to make their jobs harder. What an incredible statement. It's not possible to misunderstand what he's saying. Now, whether he actually does it or not, whether the company is actually successful at it or not, is another question. But there's no question he has drawn a line in the sand with that statement. And I couldn't agree with him more. You know, I think there's appropriate things. I mean, we've got a tradition of law. You know, what we have a tendency to do is get so overwhelmed by the technology that we think that it overrides basic traditional understandings of law and property and privacy and security, and it doesn't. The mechanism of it doesn't change the reality.
Computer Talk with Dave Mason, the high-tech way to stay regular.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, yeah, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's data recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the Internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at IDVault.com today and save $10. That's IDVault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.